Hi, my name is Carlton L. Winston, and I do the voice of Solace in Shattered Heaven. I've actually been voice acting for at least 4 or 5 years now, and it's, compared to, say, 4 or 5 years ago, it was more of something I really, really wanted to do, but now it's turned more into a hobby and something I do on occasion. Honestly, I actually got into voice acting after watching Family Guy. I was so in awe by Seth MacFarlane doing all those voices, and I was like, man, I should be able to do that. And that Family Guy really is what got me into voice acting. I've been wanting to do animated stuff or just pretty much anything that would have my voice in it, and I could just bring a character alive through my voice. And it's actually, I think it's gone pretty well. Generally, I actually look into the story behind the project. Like, what is this project about, and will it interest me, and will it interest other people? Because if it's a really, really weak story, then you can pretty much tell that it's not going to do so well. And I generally like to do projects that I feel, okay, I think people would really be interested in this. I'm interested in it, so hopefully other people have the same interest as myself. There have been a countless number of times where projects have fallen apart almost immediately after the person finds all the voices, but then all of a sudden they don't have the motivation to keep going with the project. And that's really, you know, depressing for me, because I'm doing this as a hobby, but it's still nice to be a part of something and have people really watch it or even listen to it all over the internet or anything, and people may actually like it. But as I said, it'll generally fall apart in the end. I think I've only done 1 or 2 fan-based projects, and the rest have been original projects. So to answer your question, I prefer original projects more, because the person behind the project has invested their time into creating the story and creating the characters, instead of just copying other characters and wanting people to imitate their voices. Well, luckily I've done both audio and visual projects, and well, me personally, I prefer visual based projects, just because originally when I was doing voice acting, that's what I wanted to do, and because they're so much more fun and you can actually visually see the characters, whereas in audio projects, you have a description of the character, but you really have to create that character in your mind, which is also really great. But sometimes I'm just a little lazy and I just want the character already created for me, and I just provide the voice. Well, I saw a posting of it on, I forget which one it was, I think it was the Voice Actors Forum. Well, I saw a posting of it, and I visited the website, and I was like, wow, I usually don't do animes, but this is really cool looking. So I went down the character lists, and I found Solace, and I was like, man, this character seems like he would be really fun to do. And I just came up with a voice for him and sent it, and here I am now. From what I can tell, Solace is this very arrogant and cocky character, which I really, really like about him, because that's not how I am at all. And he really doesn't take anything from anybody. He follows his own rules. But he also seems to have this more sentimental side to him that I really like. And his character is just so... Well, at first he seemed a little one-dimensional, but he's come together. As the story progresses, it seems like he's becoming more and more three-dimensional, and hopefully people will get to know more about Solace and maybe why he acts the way he acts. Advice for people who want to become voice actors, I would say really try to find your range as far as, okay, from this is how low I can go to this is how high I can go, and really try to apply yourself to that. I know even now I continue to discover the range of characters I can do, the range of voices I can do, and it always amazes me how many voices that I can do. And I would also say read the book, The Art of Voice Acting, I think that's what it's called. That book really, really helped me come up with characters and centering in on the voices for those characters. I know for a project that I did, well, I started a couple, about 5 years ago, was it had this character named Seth Clark on it, and I wanted to come up with a voice for him. And his voice is actually based on my older brother's. And so I imitated him a lot and ended up coming with a character of my own. So all in all, I would say imitation somewhat helps, but really, you know, applying yourself and exercising your voice can really come up with different voices for you and different characters. And sometimes you'll want to dive into those wacky voices, and those are cool too. But really try to apply yourself all along the spectrum, not just on silly voices, but also on more serious voices or voices that can be used in comedy or dramas or anything of that nature. Currently, I'm working on a comedy web series that I'm creating. It's in the development phase, and I'm also starting on a radio play that I really want to try to revive that I started last year but couldn't really get it finished because so many things were presenting themselves in my life that I just had no time for it. I'm hoping to get more involved with voice acting as, you know, things start to calm down with me, and hopefully I can be in more projects than I am now.